no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 9th day of September. I apologize. It just comes to my brain every time I say it. It is the day that we go live, or if you're listening in the evening, it was the day that we went live. Regardless, today, join Brian, Ezekiel, and myself on social media platforms live, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we just show up face-to-face just to say hi, connect, and talk a little bit about the Breathing Prayer book. We're going to jump right into the scripture today. Today we're reading Ezekiel chapters 40 and 41. And this week we are reading the New Living Translation. Ezekiel chapter 40. On April 28th, during the 25th year of our captivity, 14 years after the fall of Jerusalem, the Lord took hold of me. In a vision from God, he took me to the land of Israel and set me down on a very high mountain. From there I could see toward the south what appeared to be a city. As he brought me nearer, I saw a man whose face shone like bronze standing beside a gateway entrance. He was holding in his hand a linen measuring cord and a measuring rod. He said to me, "Son of man, watch and listen. Pay close attention to everything I show you. You have been brought here so I can show you many things. Then you will return to the people of Israel and tell them everything you have seen." I could see a wall completely surrounding the temple area. The man took a measuring rod that was 10.5 feet long and measured the wall, and the wall was 10.5 feet thick and 10.5 feet high. Then he went over to the eastern gateway. He climbed the steps and measured the threshold of the gateway. It was 10.5 feet front to back. There were guard alcoves on each side built into the gateway passage. Each of these alcoves was 10.5 feet square with a distance between them of 8.75 feet along the passage wall. The gateway's inner threshold, which led to the entry room at the inner end of the gateway passage, was 10.5 feet front to back. He also measured the entry room of the gateway. It was 14 feet across with supporting columns 3.5 feet thick. This entry room was at the inner end of the gateway structure facing toward the temple. There were 3 guard alcoves on each side of the gateway passage. Each had the same measurements, and the dividing walls separating them were also identical. The man measured the gateway entrance, which was 17.5 feet wide at the opening and 22.75 feet wide in the gateway passage. In front of each of the guard alcoves was a 21-inch curb. The alcoves themselves were 10.5 feet on each side. Then he measured the entire width of the gateway, measuring the distance between the back walls of facing guard alcoves. This distance was 43.75 feet. He measured the dividing walls all along the inside of the gateway up to the entry room of the gateway. This distance was 105 feet. The full length of the gateway passage was 87.5 feet from one end to the other. There were recessed windows that narrowed inward through the walls of the guard alcoves and their dividing walls. There were also windows in the entry room. The surfaces of the dividing walls were decorated with carved palm trees. Then the man brought me through the gateway into the outer courtyard of the temple. A stone pavement ran along the walls of the courtyard, and 30 rooms were built against the walls, opening onto the pavement. This pavement flanked the gates and extended out from the walls into the courtyard the same distance as the gateway entrance. This was the lower pavement. Then the man measured across the temple's outer courtyard between the outer and inner gateways. The distance was 175 feet. The man measured the gateway on the north, just like the one on the east. Here, too, There were three guard alcoves on each side with dividing walls and an entry room. All the measurements matched those of the east gateway. The gateway passage was 87 and a half feet long and 43 and three quarters feet wide between the back walls of facing guard alcoves. The windows, the entry room, and the palm tree decorations were identical to those in the east gateway. There were seven steps leading up to the gateway entrance, and the entry room was at the inner end of the gateway passage. Here on the north side, just as on the east, there was another gateway leading to the temple's inner courtyard directly opposite this outer gateway. The distance between the two gateways was 175 feet. Then the man took me around to the south gateway and measured its various parts, and they were exactly the same as in the others. It had windows along the walls as the others did, and there was an entry room where the gateway passage opened into the outer courtyard. And like the others, the gateway passage was 87 and a half feet long and 43 and three quarters feet wide between the back walls of facing guard alcoves. This gateway also had a stairway of seven steps leading up to it, and an entry room at the inner end, and palm tree decorations along the dividing walls. And here again, directly opposite the outer gateway, was another gateway that led into the inner courtyard. The distance between the two gateways was 175 feet. Then the man took me to the south gateway leading into the inner courtyard. He measured it, and it had the same measurements as the other gateways. Its guard alcoves, dividing walls, and entry room were the same size as those in the others. It also had windows along its walls and in the entry room. And like the others, the gateway passage was 87 and a half feet long and 43 and three quarters feet wide. The entry rooms of the gateways leading into the inner courtyard were 14 feet across and 43 and three quarters feet wide. The entry room to the south gateway faced into the outer courtyard. It had palm tree decorations on its columns, and there were eight steps leading to its entrance. Then he took me to the east gateway leading to the inner courtyard. He measured it, and it had the same measurements as the other gateways. Its guard alcoves, dividing walls, and entry room were the same size as those of the others, and there were windows along the walls and in the entry room. The gateway passage measured 87 and a half feet long and 43 and three quarters feet wide. Its entry room faced into the outer courtyard. It had palm tree decorations on its columns, and there were eight steps leading to its entrance. Then he took me around to the north gateway leading to the inner courtyard. He measured it, and it had the same measurements as the other gateways. The guard alcoves, dividing walls, and entry room of this gateway had the same measurements as in the others and the same window arrangements. The gateway passage measured 87 and a half feet long and 43 and three quarters feet wide. Its entry room faced into the outer courtyard, and it had palm tree decorations on the columns. There were eight steps leading to its entrance. A door led from the entry room of one of the inner gateways into a side room where the meat for sacrifices was washed. On each side of this entry room were two tables where the sacrificial animals were slaughtered for the burnt offerings, sin offerings, and guilt offerings. Outside the entry room, on each side of the stairs going up to the north entrance, were two more tables. So there were eight tables in all, four inside and four outside, where the sacrifices were cut up and prepared. There were also four tables of finished stone for preparation of the burnt offerings, each 31 and a half inches square and 21 inches high. On these tables were placed the butchering knives and other implements for slaughtering the sacrificial animals. There were hooks, each 3 inches long, fastened all around the foyer walls. The sacrificial meat was laid on the tables. Inside the inner courtyard were two rooms, one beside the north gateway facing south, and the other beside the south gateway facing north. And the man said to me, "The room beside the north inner gate is for the priests who supervise the temple maintenance. The room beside the south inner gate is for the priests in charge of the altar, the descendants of Zadok, for they alone, of all the Levites, may approach the Lord to minister to him. Then the man measured the inner courtyard, and it was a square, 175 feet wide and 175 feet across. The altar stood in the courtyard in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the entry room of the temple. He measured the walls on either side of the opening to the entry room, and they were 8 3/4 feet thick. The entrance itself was 24.5 feet wide, and the walls on each side of the entrance were an additional 5 1/4 feet long. The entry room was 35 feet wide and 21 feet deep. There were 10 steps leading up to it with a column on each side. After that, the man brought me into the sanctuary of the temple. He measured the walls on either side of its doorway, and they were 10.5 feet thick. The doorway was 17.5 feet wide, and the walls on each side of it were 8 3/4 feet long. The sanctuary itself was 70 feet long and 35 feet wide. Then he went beyond the sanctuary into the inner room. He measured the walls on either side of its entrance, and they were 3.5 feet thick. The entrance was 10.5 feet wide, and the walls on each side of the entrance were 12 1/4 feet long. The inner room of the sanctuary was 35 feet long and 35 feet wide. This, he told me, is the most holy place. Then he measured the wall of the temple, and it was 10.5 feet thick. There was a row of rooms along the outside wall. Each room was 7 feet wide. These side rooms were built in 3 levels, one above the other, with 30 rooms on each level. The supports for these side rooms rested on the exterior ledges on the temple wall. They did not extend into the wall. Each level was wider than the one below it, corresponding to the narrowing of the temple wall as it rose higher. A stairway led up from the bottom level through the middle level to the top level. I saw that the temple was built on a terrace, which provided a foundation for the side rooms. This terrace was 10.5 feet high. The outer wall of the temple's side rooms was 8 3/4 feet thick. This left an open area between these side rooms and the row of rooms along the outer wall of the inner courtyard. This open area was 35 feet wide, and it went all the way around the temple. 2 doors opened from the side rooms into the terrace yard, which was 8 3/4 feet wide. 1 door faced north and the other south. A large building stood on the west facing the temple courtyard. It was 122.5 feet wide and 157.5 feet long, and its walls were 8 3/4 feet thick. Then the man measured the temple, and it was 175 feet long. The courtyard around the building, including its walls, was an additional 175 feet in length. The inner courtyard to the east of the temple was also 175 feet wide. The building to the west, including its 2 walls, was also 175 feet wide. The sanctuary, the inner room, and the entry room of the temple were all paneled with wood, as were the frames of the recessed windows. The inner walls of the temple were paneled with wood above and below the windows. The space above the door leading into the inner room and its walls inside and out were also paneled. All the walls were decorated with carvings of cherubim, each with 2 faces, and there was a carving of a palm tree between each of the cherubim. One face, that of a man, looked toward the palm tree on one side. The other face, that of a young lion, looked toward the palm tree on the other side. The figures were carved all along the inside of the temple, from the floor to the top of the walls, including the outer wall of the sanctuary. There were square columns at the entrance to the sanctuary, and the ones at the entrance of the most holy place were similar. There was an altar made of wood, 5 1/4 feet high and 3.5 feet across. Its corners, base, and sides were all made of wood. This, the man told me, is the table that stands in the Lord's presence. Both the sanctuary and the most high place had double doorways, each with 2 swinging doors. The doors leading into the sanctuary were decorated with carved cherubim and palm trees, just as on the walls. And there was a wooden roof at the front of the entry room to the temple. On both sides of the entry room were recessed windows decorated with carved palm trees. The side rooms along the outside wall also had roofs. Okay, let's talk about this temple. We hear visions today from Ezekiel about a new temple to be built. We have to understand that there are specifications, requirements. Is it because God is a control freak? I don't think so. I think it's because God cares about obedience. And I think it's safe to say that God is absolutely in the details of our lives. Perhaps we should treat God with the same respect of being in the details of what he's asking. This new temple, the instructions, the directions, the specifications, this is a bit of representation of the restoration of Israel that is to come. Other perspectives are this is the representation of the coming Messiah, the coming Savior, the coming servant, Jesus, that we will learn about and get to, I can't wait, not much longer. So we hold that reference for context as we read this today, and we'll continue reading about the specifications of the new temple into tomorrow. So Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for meeting us here today in your word. God, we thank you that you are in the details of our lives, and we thank you for that. I acknowledge that here today. I have seen you in the details of my life, things that my brain would like to say, well, wasn't that a coincidence? No, that was you showing up to show how much you love me, how much you love us, how much you care for us, that you care and you are there minute by minute, day by day. We thank you. We love you, we worship you, and praise you, and pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, depending on when you've listened today, we either have done the live or are doing the live. I want to just make mention of that again real quick in this space today, this evening, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join Brian, myself, and our little, he's not a little guy anymore, quite taller than me already, and which isn't saying a whole lot. And just a gem and a joy of a human being, our son Ezekiel. He'll be joining us this evening for a little bit. Now he's quite introverted, quite shy, so you're going to get what he is willing to give us, and that will be okay. Join us. We're going to talk about the book. We're going to see you face to camera, and it'll be a really good time together. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or you can utilize the app. Hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, or again, you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit, turn your wheel with your finger to chronological to ensure it gets to the right place. If you'd like to reach out to a fellow listener, there are several different ways for you to do that. We ask that you use our social media platforms. Look for Daily Audio Bible, Daily Audio Bible Official, anywhere on social media, and reach out. It's fun to see who listens that you didn't know, who's in your neck of the woods that you didn't know, and it's fun to know someone you didn't know, but now you do. We'll see you in just a little while. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning. This is Gail from South Carolina. I'm calling in to pray for Jordan, the middle schooler who had an asthma attack, who's in the hospital on oxygen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you are the God who heals, Jehovah Rapha. Lord, I ask that you would just send your healing power to Jordan's lungs right now and open them up completely. Lord, I ask that you would just touch her immune system and that this asthma would leave completely in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that the doctors and all the medical professionals will be just amazed at how quickly she recovers, that her asthma doctor will see that her lungs have improved so much and all would give glory to you. Lord, I pray for her mom and her family. I pray, God, that you would just send your peace that passes all understanding as they stand in faith in the God who hears, the God who sees, and the God who delivers. And Lord, we just praise you. We thank you, God, because you love us so much. And you love Jordan and you love her family. Lord, I pray that this will be a witness for Jordan in the coming years and that your name will be glorified. Amen.
Hello, this is Daughter of the Silversmith, and I speak peace and mercy over you all. I want to thank everybody that prayed for me, the voices I did hear, the voices I didn't hear. Thank you for lifting me up to God. And I want everybody to remember that the hard times are growth times, and I welcome them, and I'm so thankful because, you know, I know some people of God that have walked through life, and they said if they could see a timeline of their life, they could see every time they were about to be promoted. All glory to God, and I pray you all find peace and understanding and be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I just wanted to pray with the victory of KSD and his daughter, that he finally heard from his daughter, and what it was such a wonderful time to be found on his birthday. I also wanted to pray for the school shooting that in Minnesota and the families, and I also want to pray for the victims of the shooting and also the precious family that lost their baby. I want to pray that God will open doors and bless them with another child and strengthen their heart in the challenges that they went through. Gracious Father, we just ask you to have your way in the challenges. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for your miracles. We thank you for your presence. And we thank you for your love. We ask you to put your love, let your love set on all those who are having challenges, and know that you are God, that nothing is impossible. And Lord, we ask for life and favor in their lives, and you continue to have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Have a good day, Dabbers. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, DABC. This is God's Sunshine in California, and today is September 3rd, and I'm calling to see if you guys would stand next to me and my family. We need some prayer in regards to a mediation hearing coming in the next couple of weeks. We really need for the situation to settle in mediation. And I just am feeling nervous about it. And so I wanted to come to you guys and ask you all if you would stand in that gap and be praying for us. that things would settle and we could close this chapter and move forward. Thank you to each and every one of you who prays out loud or prays in silent. Appreciate all the support and love. Thank you for this community.